Growing pressure from lawmakers to respond to allegations that Russia offered bounties for killing American troops in Afghanistan. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says President Trump needs to assure the nation he's doing everything possible to protect American troops.
I do not understand for a moment why the president isn't saying this to the American people right now and is relying on, I don't know, I haven't heard, I haven't been briefed. That's just not excusable.
House Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Mac Thornberry says he'll keep pressing for more information about the reported Russian bounties.
An attempt to continue to push the intelligence community to discover everything they can possibly find out about any threat to our service members, but particularly if a nation state is putting a bounty on their heads, we should leave no stone unturned.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the disputed story is now before the president's official attention.
The president has been briefed on what is unfortunately in the public domain because of the New York Times and the irresponsible leak. Yes, he has been briefed, but that does not change the fact that there is no consensus on this intelligence that still has yet to be verified.
The U.S. is going in the wrong direction with the coronavirus surging badly enough that Dr. Anthony Fauci told senators Tuesday some regions are putting the entire country at risk. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says more virus patients are being hospitalized in some areas.
Hospitalizations now are going up in 12 states, and as of this weekend, daily death now has increased in the state of Arizona.
Dr. Fauci said coronavirus cases could grow to 100,000 a day if Americans don't start following public health recommendations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 217 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The cost of living adjustment for Social Security will be a whopping 1.6% next year. On average, that means a $24 bump in the monthly check. Now, what are some other things that we can do to shore up our retirement in addition to Social Security? For some insight, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think?
Steve, besides Social Security, very important, but Social Security itself is very important. I see about 90% of folks I talk to don't realize there are specialized claiming strategies you can enact that could get you a whole lot more money in retirement. So before you go to that office where they're not trained or allowed to give you the proper planning advice, they're there to help you fill the forms out. Let's get together a total Social Security maximization strategy printout for you so you can take it in to that office and make a very informed decision so you don't cost yourself thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. See, part two of that is looking at the lump sums that we have in our 401ks, our 403bs, our thrift savings plans, and make sure to translate what that lump sum could give us as far as a lifetime income in the future. So you say, Coach, I'm 10 years away from retirement. What does this have to do with me? The sooner you can isolate that money from the downward trends of the market, the sooner you can isolate that money from financial termites, fees, risk, and commissions, the sooner you can get that money to show you what a lifetime income would be and have that money increase through retirement, the better. So let's make sure you get your own total retirement plan put together, which encompasses lifetime income planning as well as Social Security maximization planning. And, Steve, a very important part, tax planning. Looking ahead in the tax code to protect your behind from the tax man. We'll do all that for the next 10 callers, as well as I'll give you a box set on the 401k. It's got a DVD, workbook, guidebook, and a three-book set.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Good afternoon. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada will remain in Phase 2 on its roadmap to recovery until at least the end of July. The current Phase 2 directive was supposed to expire today, but the latest directive from the governor keeps it in place at least for another month. The governor hit the pause button on moving into Phase 3 on June 15th amid increasing coronavirus infection rates. Governors in Texas and Florida have rolled back some of its business reopenings due to a surge in new coronavirus cases in their states. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has claimed 220 jobs at Allegiant Air. The layoffs were announced yesterday. 87 were staff positions, with the remaining 133 in the recruitment stages. Culinary Local 226 has filed a lawsuit against some major Las Vegas Strip venues, charging the properties are not offering safe working conditions amid the coronavirus pandemic. The lawsuit focuses on the Signature at the MGM Grand, Sedell's Cafe at the Bellagio, Guy Fieri's Las Vegas Kitchen and Bar was also named. Cirque du Soleil, the Las Vegas Strip's preeminent production company for more than two decades, has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company shut down all 44 of its shows back in March.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's a stop and go there through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway, too. 215 west at Green Valley, 215 west of Fort Apache, and Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday. This hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm so excited. I looked at the calendar and I said, uh-oh, 30th of June, that's darn close to 1 month away from opening up our big, brand-new Raider Stadium, Allegiant Stadium. And joining us now, Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager of that fine organization. And, Tommy, what are we, exactly 1 month out?
Yeah, we're about 32 days.
32 days. Okay. Now, explain to me, in this final month, is the pace heightened a bit? Is it... Pretty much, is everybody just on track here, and somewhere 32 days from now we'll be ready to go?
So probably starting on Thursday of last week, we started bringing in the cleaning crews. So they're going to be doing like the final clean of everything. So that means everything gets wiped down. Walls, ceilings, doors, handles, everything. Preparing for that, the 31st of July. So, it's just, we have probably more cleaning crews out there now than what we've had in the past, just kind of doing all the final touch-ups. But
now, is that a result of the COVID-19, or is that just the way you normally turn a facility over in pristine condition?
No, we actually have two different actually, we have three different cleaning crews out there. So we have the COVID-19 cleaning crew that cleans basically everything every 15 to 30 minutes. And then we have our two separate cleaning crews out there that clean everything, getting it ready. So that's usually how what happens when we turn a building over. So we're still putting up the big digital board. One of them was completed today on the outside of the building, and now we're doing the really big one. So we're right on time. No worrying going on here.
Do you ever have nightmares where something doesn't go right? Where, you know, we talked last week about the restrooms overflowing and things. I mean, do you ever have nightmares about that in a final month before a project?
No, we're kind of locked in right now. So, I think what everybody's waiting on is to find out if the NFL is going to go ahead and open up the season. And now. The trend happening with the COVID-19 where some of the states that opened up are going back and shutting down again. So I think we're ready to open up the stadium, but it's all going to be based on what our politicians say we can do.
Let me just ask you, you've had a pretty good job site record relative to COVID-19. Can you talk a little bit, because you've got thousands of people out there, what's your record been like relative to COVID-19?
From our union, we had a total of the amount that we've had hasn't changed since last week. We had a total of 19 of our members wind up coming down with it, and that's 19 out of 4,000, right? So that's a pretty good number, if you ask me. And that's including family members, too. So when you put family members in that number, you're looking at close to 11,000. So when you start including wives and children, so 18 out of that many is pretty good. We've kind of kept up on it. We're still out there monitoring. We're still out there handing out hand sanitizers. We're still out there handing out masks. We want to be really proactive about this and make sure that it doesn't affect we haven't had any of our members pass away from it. At this point, I really don't know if any job site had anyone out there that has passed away from it. And we're just very grateful.
And are your numbers pretty comparable to the other unions? Because there are other unions that are out there, maybe not quite in the numbers that you've got. But are your numbers similar to what the other unions experienced?
From what I know right now, for a union my size, like I said, 4,000 members, we are probably on the low side. You had the IBEW. They had, I believe, over 50, 60 of their members wind up catching this. I know Carpenters, from what I understand, had about 20 and change. So some of the other unions, that are out there, I haven't heard any from the operating engineers. But, here you're looking at an operating engineer. He gets in this piece of equipment. He's basically inside that piece of equipment all day long, so there's not much interaction with other workers out there, so he's probably in a safe spot. But we've all had our little glitches here, and listen, Kevin, at the end of the day, like I tell everybody, use common sense, keep your hands clean, don't put your hands in your mouth or your face or your mouth, your nose, your eyes, and wear a mask when possible. I forget myself. Just happened the other night. I got out of my truck, went to go walk into a restaurant, and wasn't even paying attention to the sign on the door. And maitre d' in the restaurant said, "You need a mask to come in." I'm not going to argue with the guy. He's trying to protect his job, and he's wanting me to protect myself. So I went right back out to my truck, grabbed the mask, and this is the way it's going to be for a while. And if we ever want to open our state back up again, we need to be a little proactive on this.
I know that Governor Sisolak has come under criticism for his performance during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Dieter and all the other things associated with this deadly pandemic. But one of the things that I think he was proven right on, and your numbers kind of indicate that, allowing you guys and gals to keep on working through the COVID-19. Was it? Do you feel like you've validated his decision to keep you guys open?
Yeah, when it comes to the construction sites, I believe he did a good job at allowing us to stay open. He also allowed us to, you know, put our COVID-19 practices in place. You know, most construction sites are pretty safe to begin with, and you know, it just made it a little bit safer. We can't stop someone from getting this virus at home. Right. So, like I tell everybody, if you're going to be around people, try to know what they're doing after they, you know, get off of work. If you hear that, you know, somebody, they're going out and they're hanging out with a large group and they're not, you know, wearing a mask or they're not keeping their distance, you know, I mean, you got to kind of take a couple of steps back. Even myself, Kevin, I had to go to a wedding over the weekend. Right. I kept my distance. Now, I'm at a wedding. I didn't sit down with everybody else. I stayed in the back. When it came time for the ceremony, I took an outside seat, you know, because I have to protect myself. And when I say, I'm protecting myself, I'm protecting my family, I'm protecting my coworkers. And this is just the way times are right now. It's a shame. I know a lot of us wish that we didn't have to go through this, but, you know, we're trying to get through it, and I think just using common sense and just staying on top of it is really going to help everybody out.
Tommy, I find it hard to believe you, who are, for as long as I can remember, the life of the party, sitting back in the corner, just kind of, killing time. I have trouble believing that, but hey, in extraordinary times, extraordinary stuff is necessary. More coming up with Tommy White. He is the business manager, Local 872, the Laborers Union. We'll talk more with him about not just the stadium project, but there are other major projects going on right now that are in various stages of completion. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
That affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you.
You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping their huge inventory across three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
No bigger name guest than our guest, Tommy White, the business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us. I know you and I have talked a lot about the stadium project, but the fact is, you got a bunch of other stuff that's on the board that is running reasonably close to completion. Can you talk a little bit about who's next in the queue, so to speak, for opening?
So we're probably going to wind up opening a section of the convention center if we ever get conventions back here in town. We got Resorts World is on track for 2022. But we have a couple of small projects. One of the projects that we're really hoping that is going to come to light is going to be that Desert Express. It'd be a perfect people mover in town, and
explain where it would start, where it would end.
So it would, I believe it would start out at the south end of the strip, first stop is going to be Victorville. We have the first 50 miles inside Las Vegas. So after that, then it's California will get their piece. But hey, if we could put that's a 2 to 3 year job if we can get that started. So we're doing a lot of work out towards the northwest of town, building a lot of those warehouses that are out there, and we're getting them done. So, we're on track. Streets, a lot of road work still getting done out there. I think everybody's just looking for the big opening day of the stadium.
Yep, everybody. 32 days away. 32 days away. What is going to happen on that 32nd day? Do we know what the event is going to be? Do we know what's going to be happening out there? Do we know our county commissioners and everybody and the governor going to be there?
I don't think they have anything planned yet, Kevin. I think the owner of the Raiders, I think he's just kind of on standby, wanting to see what goes on with the rest of the NFL teams. And we'll see what happens then.
Is there anything special that happens? Is there like a symbolic handing over the keys to the stadium to Mark Davis or to whoever it might be?
Well, I'm sure we'd like to have like a ribbon cutting. But, you know, with everything that's going on out there, maybe they'll do a virtual ribbon cutting.
Oh, no. Everything is virtual.
I know.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. It's, but, listen, I know the owner very well, and Mark Davis, he wants to do things right. He wants to do things right by the community, and he wants to do things right by the fans. And so I think, you know, even if they don't have it after the stadium is completed, they're eventually going to have a grand opening just to show the public we did it.
And what is your sense from what you're hearing from the Raiders? Will we have fans in the stands, no fans in the stands, 50% capacity, or what?
To be honest with you, Kevin, I don't believe it's up to the Raiders as an individual team. I believe it's up to the NFL commissioner, and it's up to the rest of the owners to come up with a plan that's going to protect everyone. And until that day, I'm not going to have an answer, and I don't think that day has come yet.
I really hope we can have fans in the stands, but I'm going to tell you, short of that, we've seen the amazing numbers, the ratings that NASCAR has gotten in their just running cars around in a circle, no fans in the stand, and it looks, it's not exactly the same, but it looks pretty damn good.
Listen, the other side, everybody wants to watch something that's going on, right? Some type of sport. And, you know, whether you're going to be sitting at home or you're going to be watching it on your computer or, you know, I think the real fan of that particular sport, whether it's NASCAR, football, baseball, they're going to watch it. They're going to watch it on TV. They're going to watch it live. They're going to watch it any way they could. And, we need something that's going to be able to bring communities back. And, sometimes it's like, you know, we got to get through this virus. We got to get through this, we got to get through what's going on in society. And, we have to move on in life. You know, whether we got to make some changes to make life better and, we got to protect our police officers. You know, we got to protect our community and we got to protect our own livelihood. So we just need to kind of come together, everybody sit down, break bread at a table, and let's move on. I mean, if everybody started thinking back where we were 6 months ago, 6 months ago, everybody was working. 6 months ago, everybody was happy. People out buying houses, buying cars, going out to dinners, living life. And look at where we are today.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? In our final couple of minutes, how do we fix what is broken in our society? Where we've got violence in the streets, we've got the statues and the monuments being torn down. Is that going to be a quick fix, or is that something we're going to have to do over time?
Well, you know, that's all going to depend on how. Individual state wants to proceed forward, right? I think tearing down our monuments and statues is a disgrace. It takes away our history. It takes away showing people where we were and where we came from and who fought for this country. No matter what you do these days, you'll be either, you know, you're one side or the other. And I think again, I'll say like I said to you last week, Kevin. I grew up in a neighborhood, and we had friends of all races, we had friends of all colors, we had friends of all religions, and at the end of the day, we stuck together. We had our differences, but we still stuck up for each other. What's on right now in the streets. I remember, you know, if a police officer told you to move, you pick your stuff up and you move pretty fast. With the way police officers are being disrespected right now,